Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on like this is money. It makes a lot the same.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for this chaos. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bob Kuska is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 12 years now. He is one of the top HR experts on the planet. We're talking about human resources, real expenses, the fact that you can't look at your salary and benefits and call that your true HR expense. The other expenses that you're seeing are being leaked out through your own management time, through loss of opportunity, through aborted activity that doesn't get done because you didn't hire the right person and you wind up losing them. Or Bob, maybe you didn't pay attention to a key employee and you allowed them to get poached. And that sets your company into a tailspin. Those are all leaking profits, aren't they?
That's absolutely right, Jim.
How do we solve this?
And we're in a new year, right? Beginning of the year. So most owners, they have a budget. They know what their budget is. They probably have somewhat of a marketing plan, whether it's formally written down or not. They know what they're going to do to increase their sales of products and services. But most I run into don't have an HR plan. Here's the things you need to think about, and you have to sit down and take some time and plan. So the first thing you want to do in the plan is look at your existing workforce. As you just said, who are your best guys, and are you taking care of them? You know, are they properly paid? Are you in the marketplace for that? Mm-hmm. Do you have anybody who's at risk? Then you have to look at what your turnover was the previous year. How many did you lose? Next, you have to look at how much will I have to spend this year to hire replacement workers or to plan for my growth. So there is a very simple metrics. Every business owner should know, you know, what is my gross revenue per employee and how do I increase that and what do I need to do?
Well, you know, another thing you could do, you could look at what your key people produce, including yourself. And you could come up with some kind of a factor for what you're responsible for the business. Are you, is the owner, are you responsible for X amount of the direct sales or profits or whatever? And then overlay a good, a bad HR plan where you're losing people, where you're having to interview a lot of people and it's taking you away from other things. And see how I guess you could think of it like a vacancy factor in an apartment complex, right? In other words, you've got 100% capacity for all of your units, but most people project that they're going to be 92% occupied. Well, you might need to say, okay, if the company needs me to be 100% occupied in my work, if I'm not doing a good job with HR, I may only be 90% effective or occupied, so to speak. So that means the company, when I project the company to grow at 8%, if I don't do a good job of hiring, it might only grow at 6% or 7%.
Right.
Isn't that the right way to look at it?
Yep, that's a great way to look at it, Jim. And, you know, that's easier to do on direct line positions like sales, right? Because you have hard metrics.
Easier to metrics.
But you need to do it. You need to do it for all positions. So let's say you have an office manager. You know, what are her goals for the year? Right. And how do you measure whether she's achieving that?
Or accounts receivable person who, you could almost measure that, right, because of the cash flow situation.
That's right. There's a lot of quantitative measures. When you sit down and you look at people's jobs, you can come up with a variety of quantitative measures. But most people don't take the time to do so.
So the HR plan, give us the numbers. Buy the numbers again.
The HR plan, buy the numbers.
We need to have a plan for onboarding, for identifying them, hiring them, keeping them? What do you think?
Training them, you know, developing them into 100% workers, you know. You want to do the whole, as I said at the beginning, the whole life cycle of employment.
Onboarding,
and you have to also measure, you also have to measure those things that you end up with a problem. Like, do they leave? Do you have lawsuits? You know, what are those things, your workers' compensation costs? What are those things that could be potentially expensive?
And Bob, I'd like to recommend that you have a separate plan for your key people. Because you mentioned something in the previous segment about how people are jumping ship all the time now to get more money. Big companies are coming after little companies' key employees left and right. They're poaching them like crazy. And if you wait till they've already been contacted to let them know how much you appreciate them and to show them with real money how much value they are to you, by the time they're contacted, it's too late. I tell people they should wake up this morning and say, okay, if one of my key employees came to me and said they had a better offer, how much would I increase their pay to keep them? And whatever that number is, you need to give it to them today. What do you think?
I think that's very important. But rather than wait till they come in and say they have an offer, what are the things that you have to do in looking at what motivates the employee? The money is a satisfier.
Right.
But what is the motivator?
That's a good
point.
Do
they like working for you because you're a great environment or because you have great people? You need to look at those conditions as well.
I agree. The fusionfactor.com, right?
That's right, Jim.
Check out Bob's website. Hey, Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob Kuska, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.